Hi, I'm Janie Gould, and it's time for Flora Days. Before northern firs were shipped in, many Florida families chopped down their own Christmas tree. Sand pines, which grow on the Florida Ridge, were free for the taking when Stan Tippin was growing up in Indian River County. That was in the 1930s and 40s.
Back then, we thought the sand pine was a prettier tree than the typical pine tree. The Christmas tree ritual at our family was a ritual. The kids would have wanted to go out Thanksgiving and start hunting, but Dad would put it off till one big day, a while before Christmas. Our favorite spot was the North Winter Beach Road. Everybody owns everything now, but they're open woods, and people would just go get the trees. It was a big thing to us as kids to go with Dad in the truck and scout the woods and pick out the tree. And once he picked out the big tree, then he would want to go find a smaller filler tree. The trees would grow in clumps, and when you get the nice tree, you'd cut it out and it would have a flat side on it. So Dad would know to get another smaller tree, and he would cut the tree flat so he could splice it in. He would use wire and screws, and when he got through, he had a perfect shaped tree.
So he was a perfectionist about it.
Very much so. But he was a perfectionist on everything he did. We kids joke it took him a long time to do some things. We had hundreds of things that went under the tree, and that was part of the big celebration for us kids. We didn't have lights. We had candles because we were in the middle of a fight between Florida Power and Light and the city of Vero Beach as to who would provide electricity to us out there.
Where was this?
Where Storm Grove Middle School is today.
And that's around 66th Avenue.
We were in no man's land. Florida Power and Light and the city of Vero couldn't come to agreement. So being in the middle, we were all wired with no electricity. These clip-on candles would go on a tree, but we weren't allowed to light them.
Because of the fire hazard?
Yes. Finally, I remember when we got electricity, because everything was so exciting. We put on Christmas lights and so forth, and that was really a big event to us.
When did you get electricity?
Probably right after World War II, maybe during World War II.
You had some special ornaments that went under the tree, some special things?
Yes, the fence went all the way around, and it was a very intricate farmyard. It had the little barns and the animals, and there was a manger scene built in there. We kind of made it up as we went. That was about as exciting as the Christmas tree itself. Those trees were beautiful trees. Being harvested fresh right out of the woods, if you will, we never had wilt or anything. You get a fir tree today, it's pretty old already by the time you get it at the tree lot. Your needles start falling if you keep the tree very long. We never had that because the tree, when it went up in the house, it had been cut off less than a day. It was a very fresh tree.
You've tried to grow sand pines in places other than the ridge, and it just doesn't work. Tell me why.
I don't know why it should. As easy as these slash pines are to grow, we've tried planting the seeds in pots, taking care of them, and we just can't get them to do anything. Brother John, who was in the plant business for years, he never had a good answer for it either. They grew so easily in that sterile sand up on the ridge, they were every place.
They just like that white, porous sand.
And there wasn't much water high in that ridge either. I just never understood it.
So what kind of Christmas tree do you have these days?
I shouldn't say this, but we've evolved into an artificial tree.
Stan Tippin is retired from the Air Force. The brother he mentioned, the late John Tippin, was a county commissioner as well as a nurseryman. For 88.9 FM, I'm Janie Gould.